Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, make sure you have your phone nearby because this hour we're going to be playing Wheel of Gift Cards. Just wait for us to tell you when to call in, and then you pick somebody from the office to spin for you, and then hopefully it lands on a card you like. Nobody knows what amount is on them.
Nope.
You just get to go by the feels.
Could be up to 2,000, though.
We also have Anna's midweek update coming up in about 20 minutes with a musical number.
With a musical number.
She's switching it up this week.
Awesome.
Really? Yeah. I can't wait to hear
it. Switching it up. And some words that or phrases that people want to bring back from Kid Nation.
Okay.
Psych!
Psych!
That's a good one.
That was actually pretty good.
That was part of a cheer we did in school. We'd say the other team's mascot. Like, what was your high school mascot?
The Sun Devils?
Give me something better than that. Fine, we'd be like, Sun Devils are the best. Sun Devils are the best. Sun Devils are the best. Psych, we lied. Sun Devils are the best. That was like a cheer we had.
Yeah, that one. Also, Rock wrote us and said, I want to bring back Heard That.
I heard
that.
Oh, okay.
Bring back Heard That.
What about Get Out of Town?
I like that one, too.
That's so old school.
Or... this is a great idea because it works for everything according to the text.
Okay.
You want to clap back? Throw out a boom shakalaka.
Oh, whoa. Man.
Did you fix something at the house? Boom shakalaka.
It does have so many meanings.
You just get your first kiss on the first date? Boom shakalaka.
Oh, my God.
I do too. Okay. That's at the top of my list.
Boom shakalaka.
Bring all those back right there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. All right. It's time for Love Letters to Kelly. Before we start, let's tell you about Third Love because that's who's bringing it to you this
week. You know what? An interesting bra fact.
What?
Care. They say you should wash them after every 2 to 3 wears.
Okay.
I know a lot of women don't really abide by that. You're supposed to, if you wear a bra pretty regularly, like that's your go-to bra, you should replace it about every 6 months to a year.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So if you're holding on to bras for far too long and you're questioning, you know, about the fit, am I wearing the right size? Go to thirdlove.com because they have a fit finder quiz and you'll be amazed at what they take into consideration because you've never probably thought before about the shape of your breasts. You also need to take that into consideration. And because Third Love has done this fit finder quiz, they now have taken those measurements and they've created 78 bra sizes. Bands range from 30 inches to 48. Cup sizes from AA to I, and they have half cup sizing, which is just a game changer because sometimes you're not a full B, but you're not quite a B, or you're, you know what I'm saying? So you either fill out the cup too much or you're not quite fitting. So the half cup size might be what you've been missing from your bra wardrobe. And Third Love knows there is a perfect bra for everyone. Right now, they are offering our listeners 15% off that first order. Really stock up. I had a listener say, bought 10, returned 2, I think, or she bought 9 and returned 2.
Yeah.
So happy because now she's got this fresh new bra wardrobe of her own. So go to thirdlove.com/KIDD. You'll find your perfect fitting bra. You'll get 15% off your first purchase. Thirdlove.com/KID to save 15% today.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Last night, my husband and I got into a heated argument over the laundry.
Oh.
But we had an amazing date night. He pretty much said he initiates everything, and I just lay there and don't take care of anything. I'll leave the rest unsaid, but you can imagine where that goes.
Uh-huh.
He feels like he does all the work. But I don't always just let him do all the work. I take the lead from time to time. What he said really broke my heart, though. He said if he had the heart to cheat, he would.
Oh, that's now we're
going to say
that. But he doesn't. I gave him an ultimatum. Either we go to counseling or we separate. He's not big on counseling. But then he says he doesn't want me to leave. The next day, he says he regrets everything he said. But now I can't help thinking about what he said to me. Am I overreacting or do I have the right to be upset? Help, Ava.
You have a right to be upset. But, you know, I mean, people... I can't stand that when people say such mean things and arguments and then they go back the next day and they just say, I didn't mean it. Yeah, you did. When you said it, you meant it.
Yeah.
And then they're apologizing. Those words do sting. But you need to listen to what he's saying to you. And he just took it to a different level. I think a lot of women, they're not proactive enough when it comes to that. I've heard that more than once from different people. So as far as marriage counseling, why don't you go to counseling and work on that? Because it's going to be really hard to get him to go with you. But if you need to talk to somebody about it and get their perspective and dump on somebody, that's what professional counselors are for. You don't always have to go together. And maybe give some tips and try, you know, what I found about men, even if they tell you, like, women, we're weird. Okay, here's what we say. Man, you never bring me roses. Well, the next day he brings you roses. Oh, now you bring me roses.
Right.
Why didn't you bring it? Why do I have to tell you to bring it? But with a man, this is just, you know, I'm painting with a very broad brush. We'll say, I want you to initiate more laundry. The next night you initiate, he ain't complaining.
No, we're cool.
No.
He doesn't care that he had to tell you to do it.
Was that?
So, you know, we're very different that way.
Boom, shakalaka.
You know, try initiating a little bit more often.
We're doing good bringing him back.
Yeah, we are.
Doing good. All right.
And go see therapy.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently got out of an unhealthy relationship with my boyfriend of 5 years. We were high school sweethearts, but we shared a small group of friends, which I no longer get to consider mine. But one particular guy friend I've had a crush on since middle school. Said friend and I recently shared our feelings, which turned out to be the same. But when my ex found out that we had hung out over the weekend, he went crazy. And now said friend is being super short and acting clueless about the amazing time we had together when we hung out. What should I do, Kelly? I want to know how said friend feels, but it's like he's scared of losing his friendship with my awful ex. Should I just give up and move on, or try to figure out where I stand in this so-called friend of mine's relationship?
Well, I mean, what do you want to do? You can just, like, text him and say, hey, what's up? You want to hang out this weekend? And if he doesn't respond, you got your answer.
Yeah.
You wouldn't waste a lot of energy on a guy that's...
There's a lot of people out there.
You know, there are a lot of people out there, and I get it. You're rebounding. He's cute. He's there. You know him. There's familiarity there. But if he's...
He's abiding by the homeboy rule.
Yeah, he's doing that homeboy rule thing.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of silly, but...
It's a great rule.
You know, it depends.
Great rule. Rule number one. Rule for the bros.
But at what point are you homeboys? If he's just a peripheral friend or a group of friends, it's not like a best friend for life.
They're a small group of friends.
Small group, right.
So they're all really close.
Everybody's off limits? I don't get that.
Everybody in that little group is off limits.
That's homeboy rule.
Yeah.
How long?
Forever?
Forever.
What about after the 25th high school reunion?
Still
off limits.
Y'all
are ridiculous.
Still off limits.
Ridiculous. These self-imposed rules are ridiculous.
Unless ex-boyfriend looks at the buddy and says, hey, man, you and Savannah would make a great couple.
Go for it.
Then homeboy rule is, in fact, now taken off.
These men's emotions haven't developed fully, so go find you a man and not one that's worried that he made his boyfriend
upset.
He's
very mature.
He made his boyfriend upset. He threw a fit because
loyal.
I hung out with you.
Hold on. He's showing you what kind of character he has.
Right.
He's a great guy.
He's being loyal to the homeboy rule.
I mean, he might not end up with you, but he's showing you that you actually made a good initial investment in this relationship, because he turns out to be
there
a
good is
person.
No initial. There's
unfortunately
waste
not
investment.
Unfortunately, not because of the homeboy rule, but he's showing you that he was a good dude.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Good guy.
I want to buy him a beer.
Set him up with your friend.
He's probably 18. They just broke up after high school.
I'm buying my root beer.
19, 20, 20. He was about 22, 23.
There you go. All right, I'm buying him a beer.
You buy
a
beer.
All right.
I just want to give him a
way to go. Way to go. Slow clap.
That's my dude right there.
That's my boy. See my boy, Blue. Boom, shakalaka.
There it is.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been passing through my old town route quite often with my work and was thinking of a girl that I had a huge crush on in high school. We actually went out on a date when I was 16. I was very young and dumb, and her parents said that we couldn't date because of the bad choices that I always made. Well, I have changed for the better, and I was wondering what happened to this girl. I found her on People Finder, and it has her phone number. Should I reach out? How do I approach the situation? I would love to meet up with her and see if she's single. She's gorgeous. Well, at least I remember that she's gorgeous. Please help me. That's from Dylan.
Well, can you find her on social media instead? I think I feel more comfortable with somebody reaching out because they came across me on social media
and
tracking down my phone number. I don't know. There's just, I don't know.
But if she's...
It kind of depends on how you... Maybe it wouldn't be so bad to hear...
She's an old friend.
I was just thinking about you. I Googled you and your phone number popped up. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that.
It's not creepy?
Yeah, just don't be like, I stalked you and it took me forever to find you. Just say... I was thinking about you, crossed my mind the other day, Googled you, and your you popped up in the search. So I just thought I'd give you a call and see what's up. But don't be creepy. Just kind of like...
Don't go by our house?
No.
Because it does give you an address.
Yeah. You could probably get a vibe off of her, how she reacts to your phone call. What's she up to lately? Hey, we should try to get together sometime. Yeah, and see where it goes from there.
I said go for it. Yeah, go ahead.
There you go.
Go for it.
You're giving green
light. You never know.
I give you a green light.
You never know unless you ask.
Exactly. You missed your first shot.
Don't miss
another one.
Yeah. But, you know, she could be in a relationship. You just don't know, so.
Right. According to People Finder, she's not, right? Because doesn't it say if you're married or not? She might be in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
People Finder and has her phone number. It didn't say, so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I say go for it.
Go for it. Take
a
shot.
Why not? Reminisce.
Shoot your shot.
Yep.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 28 years old and have been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years. We've talked about marriage and planned our future together. You can imagine my dismay when he told me last week that he cheated on me. He met up with a girl. They were intimate. And to top it off, risque messages were being sent prior to this event.
Ooh.
Oh, and she's 22. I don't know why, but that seems to make it worse. He claims it was a mistake and that he's sorry and that she means nothing to him. He hasn't talked to her since and we haven't been intimate because I'm waiting for marriage. I'm torn on what I should do. On one hand, I always said I'd never be the girl who stays after being cheated on. On the other hand, I believe love is a choice we make, and I believe in forgiveness and redemption. He appears to be very remorseful, but I can't get the fear out of my head that it might happen again, because the same thing happened to my mom when I was younger, and I've always had resentment towards my dad for this. Should I give this guy another chance or walk away, Michelle?
Well, I mean... trust is broken, and it's really hard to get it back.
Yeah.
And I know you've invested so much time into it. You've saved yourself, and he didn't save himself, and I don't know.
She's young.
I do believe that people mess up, and they should be given second chances. That's because what's the point, you know?
That's right.
But if you personally cannot get past it, and you're going to keep dwelling on it, and you're never going to have a moment's peace about it, then I think it's ruined for you.
Gosh, and don't you think, Kelly, in your opinion, for me, I mean, that's an absolute deal breaker, but there were texts back and forth leading up to it. It was like a planned event. I mean, it was,
it wasn't just some,
oh my gosh, not that being drunk's an excuse, but it wasn't just some one-off situation. It was a...
There was effort put in.
It was almost like
emotional.
An affair.
Yeah. It was an affair. But except, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what I would do, knowing me.
What would you do?
I would give him another chance, but that's just knowing me.
I'm like,
my history and what I was like at that age, I would have given him another chance. But then, second strike, done.
Yeah.
But the thing is when the trust is gone, it's just like, oh, man, now it's tainted. Now it's spoiled. And how do you get that back? And
it is tough to get back.
It's so tough to
maybe
get back.
Maybe give him another chance, but even slower.
And you might give him another chance, and then after 3 or 4 months of this constant turmoil with yourself, you're like, this is not the way I want to live, and then you can move on to someone else.
Yeah.
So maybe give yourself a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
How's this? Okay. I'm working this out.
Sometimes there you
have to work these things out in Love Letters to Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How about this? You've been within 3.5 years. Why don't you give it 6 months, another half a year? And if by the end of the 6 months, you're like, he's doing all the right things, saying all the right things, but I still had this inner turmoil. Apparently, after 6 months, it's not going away. And I wouldn't want to live my life like that.
Right.
So then I'd say, I have to end this relationship. I've given it a try.
Solid advice.
Boom.
How's
boom.
That? Is
shaka.
That solid?
Shaka.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com and write her. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. And back to the second letter real quick, Big Al. Apparently, there was a homeboy violation in the bro code.
Oh.
Because a good homeboy, according to the text, would have never hung out with her in the first place. That's in chapter 1, verse 3
of the homeboy. Well, that's true, but homeboys do slip.
They do slip.
Good homeboys slip.
But do you slip back into good homeboy standing?
But he was probably out there and felt remorseful, and that's why he broke it off with
all
the
right,
girl. He said, hey, this is all a mistake. I'm very sorry. So, you know, that's a good homeboy.
We should do bro code court.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all do that.
Bro code.
Bros slip. Bros do slip.
Sometimes they slip.
You have a setback. It's called a setback, Kelly.
Kelly from the text, as a mature man, I agree with Kelly that the homeboy rule is dumb and immature.
Thank you. Thank you, mature man.
That's from a girl posing to be a man.
It might get your bro card revoked for those statements.
And did you read the one from the woman who agreed with me because she married her ex-boyfriend's brother?
Yeah. That's a ultimate bro code violation.
That dude's out.
But I am happy you guys are happy.
He's out of the club.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're happy, then great.
Yeah. But the other guy's not
just
happy.
Just because somebody got there first doesn't mean... I just don't get that.
Early bird gets the worm.
That's right, Kelly.
But what if that's not your worm?
Well...
Oh, come on, big worm.
Yeah, or it's a big worm.
Big worm. Big worm.
Worms meant to be shared.
Don't share the worm.
Don't share the worm.
No.
Y'all are ridiculous.
All right.
We got a bunch of single homeboys.
We got each other, bro.
That's right.
You single.
That's right.
I'm not single. You got your stupid bro code.
I'm all bro code out. And I'm all married out. Yeah. It can work.
Bro code is bro code. The holy grail.
Code. Yeah, it's like
in my experience with guys I've dated, no man has ever respected the bro code.
Mm. Thank you.
Because they're not good
bros. You're dating the wrong
guys. Yeah. Guys go after girls that their guy friends are dating all the time. You turn your back for a second in the club, your friend's honor.
Bad bros.
That's bad bros.
Yeah, you got a bad, hey,
that's a
bad
bro without friends right there.
Badbros.com coming your way.
They all got friends.
That's what I'm saying. They're all friends.
Not if the bros find out.
No, those are bad dudes.
Yep.
Those are bad dudes.
Yeah, bad boys.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we do have Anna's midweek update with a musical number. Oh, yeah.
With a musical number. I'm intrigued.
Oh, my gosh, Al. How do you feel you're not part of that musical number?
Oh, JC, you're part of it?
Yeah, sorry. I got to play the guitar. Sorry.
What?
And your chance to play
Wheel of Guitars.
Coming up, too.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So this whole bro code conversation blew up the text.
Yeah.
A couple more text messages regarding that from Love Letters to Kelly.
What they got?
In regards to the homeboy code, why do men find it inappropriate for any of their homeboys to date an ex, but find it appropriate and acceptable to date any of the ex-girlfriend's friends?
Ooh, I like that.
Because in that situation, that's up to the homegirl rule.
Here's the thing. We have nothing to do with the homegirl rule.
We
are just in charge of the homeboy rule.
For instance, my college boyfriend married a college girlfriend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Did I approve that?
Nope.
I don't know.
I mean, what if I'm mad?
You could be. And she would have to be like, my bad for breaking homegirl rules.
It made me literally do the pug head tilt, and that was about it.
Okay.
I just went,
That's good. See, it didn't hurt you. That's good.
We have no jurisdiction over the homegirl rule.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter if there aren't hard feelings involved anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is a great reason why we have bro code.
Yeah.
Ladies, bro code rules keep you from being that girl who gets passed around a group of guys.
Boom.
If your ex doesn't mind you dating his friends, he didn't care about you in the first place and probably told him everything about you. Oh!
Boom shakalaka.
See?
Why does it mean you're going to be passed around?
It just means he didn't care. If he's like, oh yeah, you can have her, bro.
That should be the girl's decision, not the guy's.
Yeah.
Well, the guy has to make the decision on whether he wants his homeboy. Now, you have to make a decision on your own. That's the bottom line.
Exactly.
You know, I can't do JC like
that.
I can't do Kirk like that. No.
What are you talking about? Every time you say when JC passes away, you're going to move in on Kenzie.
But I'm dead then.
It's dead. Yeah. The bro code goes
bro
out
code
the window.
Goes with me.
Yeah.
So bro code ends at death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all are ridiculous.
So death do us part.
Yeah. We see that woman become bros.
Yeah.
Spit in the handshake.
Hey. Yeah.
You're going to be up there watching Al.
Yeah.
Making moves on Kenzie, and you're going to be fine with it.
Yeah.
Hey, ride.
I'm gone.
Ride or die.
I need somebody to take care of my fam.
Then die. Ride.
Thank you. I still don't want him to, but if he does, I will not be mad from the grave.
There you go, my man. Give me some. Right there.
Oh, y'all can't even get your bro handshake down.
So I just have a question. I'm assuming there's no bro code when it comes to the Don Cheadles.
Is that what you...
So there's just no bro code when it comes
to
your band.
Music is fluid, Jenna.
I see.
Music is just fluid.
Got it.
There's many people out there. You create different babies with music babies with people, and that's what's going on in here.
So you're the...
Hi, Anna.
You're the Nick Jonas?
Yeah, I'm more of a Joe.
I don't mind. It would be selfish of me to try and hold back a member of the Don Cheadles.
Thank you, Al.
So if the Don or the Cheadle, I'm not sure which one you are.
Sure.
If you have a solo project or a project with another member of the show that you want to go ahead and pursue, that's fine. But the Don Cheadles are alive and well. In fact, the Don Cheadles might even have something today.
Ooh.
Oh, see, Al's jealous, so he wants to do something.
Is JC aware of
JC?
I feel like I'm being pulled everywhere.
Don't take away from JC's new gig.
I didn't say in this segment. I just said,
later on. That's fine. Yeah. Okay, there's plenty of me to go around.
Yeah, there you go.
My fingers won't be hurting after one song. Al, I got you.
The bro code doesn't apply to bands.
No. Just in relationships.
Yeah. Just honeys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just the honeys. Just the honeys.
Let's bring in Anna, though. Let's get to
it.
Hello. Hello, Anna.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. It's time for your midweek update. We're really excited.
Yes. Hey. Or should I say hola?
Hola.
Hey. Hola. Because Jenna is learning Spanish. And so to help her, I have a sticky note here. Jenna, if you would please do the honors.
Oh, el reporte de media.
Media.
Semana de Ana.
Muy bien, Jenna.
Thank you.
My preliminary quiz, by the way. That was perfect. My preliminary quiz I passed this morning.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
And I have my list for y'all if you would like to review it.
Okay, perfect.
But I have to take it later today.
Okay, we'll do
that. That is my Spanish quiz.
For sure.
Well, it sounds like you're going to do great.
It's the pronunciation, but thank you for helping me.
You're welcome.
Media.
Yes. Okay, so we just recently celebrated a big milestone, okay? It's been 20 years of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yay.
All right. Barnacles. Yeah, that's a long time. And yesterday, we actually found out that Nickelodeon ordered a 13-episode prequel series, and it's going to be called Camp Coral, and it centers around a 10-year-old SpongeBob at sleepaway camp, which is cute, and I bet part-time Justin is super excited. And since we just celebrated a milestone as well, lucky for you guys, I have audio of what the Kelly Raspberry prequel would be that I'm calling Camp Kelly.
Oh. Smoking will ruin your life. Drinking will ruin your life. Killing, it will ruin your life.
That'll do it.
5-year-old Kelly right there.
Yeah, that's Kelly when she was five. Okay. All right, so I have a small little anecdote here. So yesterday I was inspired by the caller that won $2,000 to Target on Wheel of Gift Cards.
Coming up soon.
Wow, there cool. for you. I didn't think I would. Okay, awesome. So I went to Target, and it's the happiest place on earth, obviously. And when I was there, there was this girl, and she was pushing around a golden retriever puppy on a cart. Mm-hmm. And when I was like there, I noticed I was slowly low-key stalking them. Uh-huh. And I think in that moment, I realized what the Jonas Brothers meant when they said chasing happiness.
Aww.
That's the title of the documentary.
What'd you buy?
What?
At Target.
Oh, a bunch of snacks.
Joe Bro snacks.
Yeah. And so speaking of the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
They do have a documentary that I think is best picture worthy. And their album comes out this Friday. It's called Happiness Begins. So in honor of the Jonas Brothers and in honor of Kelly's 25th anniversary, I have prepared a little something something.
Yay!
Now, let me just say that I can't sing. I cannot sing. I can't hold a note to save my life. So this is very embarrassing, but I'm very excited.
I'm excited.
So with the lovely musical helpings of Mr. J.C. Chavez.
What's your group name?
Kelly Raspberries. We're the Kelly Raspberries.
Yeah, he's freelancing right now. Yeah.
Okay, so this is to the tune of Cool by the Jonas Brothers. If you've heard it, you know Nick Jonas sings very high. So I can't.
Perfect.
All right, here we go. Right. Ready? I'm feeling so cool. Working with Kelly is cool. Every little thing that she do. A radio legend, she's cool. Yeah. Woke up feeling like a part of Kid Nation. Gotta turn it to my radio station. Looking good and she's in her 25th year.
That's me.
Yeah. Standing there with your red hair on ya. A killer queen, but do you miss Rhonda? Is it just me or is Kelly having a good year? Lately she's been feeling so cool. Married to Alan, so cool. Every little thing that she do. Dang it, Kelly, so cool. It's like, ooh, maybe I should ask what to do. Love advice for me and for you. Dang it, Kelly, so cool. Must have done something right, cause all these people listen and she got a Gracie. And every time her song comes on, it's Britney. Oh, come on, man. A sandwich and some love and fun. I messed up now that she made it. How does it compare to her first year? Lately she's been feeling so cool. 25 years, that's so cool. Every little thing that she do. Dang it, Kelly. really so cool. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's like, ooh, maybe I should ask for tutu. Cause someday be just like you. Dang it, Kelly's so cool. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yay!
Yay!
Excellent. Excellent, excellent.
JC
excellent.
Offered to rehearse one more time, and I said, no, but maybe I should have.
I got this.
That's all right.
It's a lot different when you do it live on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Because Anna nailed it both times when we rehearsed. She's like, no, I got this.
Anna's first singing performance on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Second one out, because she did Diamonds in the Rough. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Her second performance on the Kid Craddock.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Justin helped me look
good. Awesome. Thank you, Anna. Very sweet.
That was great.
We should do that over for the gram.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
less pressure.
Yeah.
Editing.
Editing, all that good stuff. Anna, thank you so much for your midweek
great
update.
Job.
She'll have another one for us next week. But right now, we need to hook you up. Thank you. Kid Nation, pull out that phone and give us a call to try to claim up to $2,000 to one of your favorite stores. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Just be caller number 13. You get to pick anyone in the office. Maybe you want to pick Anna and her high notes, and she'll spin for you twice if you'd like. We'll take caller number 13 and play Wheel of Gift Cards and read some dreams. Thanks to Jenna. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wheel of Gift Cards!
Yay!
Nation, where you can win up to $2,000 on the daily as long as you land on the right gift card. Let's meet our contestant. Hello, Penny.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Awesome. You sound like you're at the office already.
I am. I've been here for a while, so this is a good break for me.
Oh, man, what time did you get in?
Oh, about 6:45.
Okay.
All right. That's
pretty early.
Yeah.
Hard worker.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I sell food to the school kids.
Oh, okay.
What's your favorite school cafeteria item?
Well, probably the pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, pizza day was a good day.
4x6 pizzas are the best.
Man, I low-key love the Salisbury steak with the noodles.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I know it's like mystery meat and everything, and they told us that, but something about that gravy on top with the noodles was just so good.
You know, variety is the spice of life.
Yes, it is, Penny. All right, well, we're really excited for you to win a gift card here. Now, who would you like to spin the wheel for you?
JC.
Oh,
yay.
Penny. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You always make me smile.
I just didn't want to be shut out of the wheel of gift cards. Yeah. So I'm just going to
shout out. Shout out.
Well, somebody pick Al tomorrow, please, so we can get this going. All right, Penny. Well, I'm going to spin the wheel. You get two spins, and you decide if you want to keep the first one or not, okay?
Okay, spin good for me.
Here we go. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, show off.
Show off. Yeah, it's going out like 18 times.
We'll be here a while.
We'll take a commercial break and come back to you, Penny.
5 minutes. All right, it's slowing down.
And
Amazon gift card.
You know what? I'll take it.
That's a smart move, Penny.
You can get anything on Amazon.
Yeah,
let's see how good it was. All right, I saw Russ come in here and get these all set up for today. And you won yourself $100 to Amazon.
All right.
I'll take it.
You'll take some good money.
Yeah.
You can buy some good stuff on Amazon.
Good job, Penny.
Absolutely. Kelly, before I hang up, I want to say congratulations on your wonderful 25 years.
Thank you very much. Aww. I appreciate
you're very
that.
Welcome.
I love Penny's positive attitude.
I do, too.
Yay.
And Penny, you enjoy your $100 gift card and have fun at work today, okay?
Thanks. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Hold on for us.
Chicken Wing Bar. Remember that bit we used to do a long, long time ago called
the lunch lady.
Crazy Lunch Lady?
Yeah.
And we would call up and she would give us the lunch recipe for her school district.
The menu for the day.
The menu for the day. Some part of Virginia, I believe it was. And she had this accent. You think Kelly kind of sounds Southern? She had the most wonderful Southern accent.
That was before me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's an answering machine she posts every day, so you know what you want to eat.
It was great. It was great. She brought a smile to our faces.
Awesome. Well, all right. From Wheel of Gift Cards 2, Reading Some Dreams. Jenna, our little psychology minor.
Yes, I minored in psychology. Correct. Just in case things didn't pan out for me with my journalism route.
Of course.
So now I'm doing this. But before we kick things off, I thought I'd educate everyone listening in case we don't get to your dreams. Because now we get inundated with dreams. And I know that you're probably frustrated. You haven't read my dream. So I thought I'd just give you a couple reasons why you're having crazy dreams. And so it may not specify your dream, but it's very fascinating when you think about why we dream the things we do. Because I've told you, if you've watched a really violent show right before going to bed, that'll often lead to you having a vivid dream, which seems to be pretty obvious. But if you eat spicy foods before you go to bed, you are very likely to have a vivid dream.
Oh,
so these
really?
Are some just simple real-life reasons why you might be suddenly having vivid dreams. You eat spicy foods before bed. You take melatonin supplements. I used to take a lot of magnesium and melatonin, and if you're taking that often, you will have very vivid dreams, and sometimes that means you need to pull back on those vitamins a little bit.
Oh.
The TV shows before bed, maybe you recently stopped taking a medication. If you're weaning yourself off, it's just like if you had a big weekend of going out partying, and then you go that weekend, you don't drink anything, and your body, and we call it kind of having the scaries on a Sunday or Monday.
Right.
Then, you know, if you're weaning off something, a medication, or you have been drinking a lot of alcohol and then you stop, you have sleep apnea. Maybe you haven't been getting very good sleep and you don't get into that REM sleep. That could be a reason if you just haven't been sleeping well, period. Or if you're very stressed out about stuff going on in your day-to-day life, you're going to have very vivid dreams. So those are just a few reasons why you might be having crazy dreams. And the dreams might not mean anything at all other than those real-life things going on.
There you go. So just in case we don't read your dream. But now to the dreams we do read on.
Oh, my gosh. How could I forget?
What?
Oh, your hat.
Dream hat.
Wow.
Man.
Sorry.
We almost had false readings.
Yeah, we did. Not have the correct one bit.
How dare.
Without Jenna's hat.
I think all it's right. Time for me to upgrade this hat to the big one, the jumbo.
Yeah, you should get the jumbo one.
So snug
with the genie from Aladdin one.
Fat head.
Okay. All right, Jordan wrote us. Did you just call yourself fat head?
I have such a fat head.
PH fat?
No.
Jordan wrote us and said, hey, I am a 22-year-old female, and not too long ago, I had a dream that I had to run to the bathroom to vomit. And spiders
struggled
came
with
out.
That word.
I know, just because it's a weird word. And spiders came out.
Oh.
And as I was vomiting, I reached down and scratched my ankle, and I scratched. Ants came out of my skin.
Ooh.
I am pretty freaked out, Jenna. Help me figure this out, please. I also dream often that my teeth are no longer straight, but back to being crooked like they were before I had braces. Looking forward to your analysis.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, a couple things here.
Yeah.
Negative feelings equate to bugs. Most people, it depends on how you feel about bugs. Do you love bugs? Most people don't love bugs. Most people are kind of scared of bugs.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're dreaming about bugs, especially in large numbers, or you're vomiting them, it's kind of a metaphor for bugs, for negative thoughts and emotions crawling through your unconscious mind, and that you're trying to get rid of them. I mean, that's really where the vomiting comes from. So you have some sort of guilt, anxiety, or negative feelings haunting you and crawling through your mind and body. Oh, as for the teeth being crooked, crooked teeth say that you don't feel like you're doing the right things in your life to make you feel good about yourself. So whether you had braces or not, or your teeth are straight now, if you're dreaming that your teeth are crooked, it means that either you've just been feeling kind of unattractive lately, or you don't feel like you're, maybe you're not exercising, and maybe you're not taking care of yourself in a way that you used to. So you're feeling that in your dream.
There you go.
This one's short and sweet. Speaking of spicy food, Jenna, I had a really weird dream that I was eating a really big jalapeno pepper with no problem. But the crazy thing is, I don't even like spicy food.
Going back to spicy.
Spicy. Dreaming about a pepper means you need pep in your life. And it's likely related to sexual desires and attractions. And you need to put some spice in your life.
Oh. In other words, go get you some.
All right.
Yeah.
Help me, Jenna. Help me, Jenna. I had a dream that I had a deadly infectious disease that was slowly killing me and the people around me. I saw it killing everyone else and kept gasping for air like it would help me. Can you please help me figure this out?
Infectious disease dreams mean that you feel that your life's a little bit out of control, and now that it's spreading to other people, it means that there's people or friends in your life that you are needing to help. That you're feeling a little overwhelmed by either people in your life that need you for things,
Okay.
And so they need your help and that you're feeling out of control because of it. So maybe you're taking on too much, or maybe you really do have a friend that needs your help right now.
Interesting.
All right. Keeping it very short for you.
I like that right there.
Short
and
sweet.
If you want to have your dreams read on the show. All you have to do is slip into the DMs, the Kid Nation DMs, or you can text our show at 800-543-3548. Speaking of text messages, I just received one from my wife because I told you guys I got a hamster earlier on.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Bad news?
No, he's still alive. Barely, probably.
17 hours, R.I.P.
The kids are trying to get sneaky, and they wanted to bring the hamster out to run errands, so they try to sneak him in a Target bag.
Well, they allow pets and the non-food ones.
Probably not, but you probably don't want to put animals in a plastic bag.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, no.
Kids, if you're listening, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't put them in a bag.
That's not good.
Luckily, my wife
found it.
Noticed that they were carrying a Target bag because they never carry bags. So,
what's in the bag? Nothing.
Oh, well. But speaking of that, real quick, Khloe Kardashian got Kim's daughter, North, a hamster, so they're dealing with that, too.
Uh-huh.
And on a sneak peek of this weekend's Keeping Up With North's Hamster, it dies, and Kim finds out while she's on the phone with Khloe, unfortunately.
It's dead. It's for sure. Yeah. The hamster is dead.
How?
I don't know. It's just sitting in here dead.
Sushi, did you do this?
Has North seen it like
she's
that?
Brought it.
That's terrifying.
No, she's at school.
Oh, thank gosh.
I don't know how I'm going to say, and by the way, your hamster died.
North is going to be really, really upset.
Oh,
it's just not fair. How do I go and explain this? Like, what do I do?
She's like, it's the first time she's like really, really, really loved an animal more than her dog.
She's still into it?
She's still into it. And I don't know what to do. This is why you don't get someone a pet.
Go get another one.
Yeah, just go get one.
That doesn't teach them about grief.
No, but
it's a part of life. It is a part of life. I remember that flush in the goldfish moment and having to learn that that it was never coming back.
It's a healthy way to teach children to deal with grief.
Oh, it was so painful, though, when Hyper died and I had to bury him.
Hyper?
That was my first hamster. Then I had Mickey, and then Duh.
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 Yeah.
Like, you just got tired and didn't want to finish the name.
Dog, too, Duh.
Duh.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I have come to the realization that I didn't know I wanted this person in my life and in my neighborhood, but now I'm glad they're in it. And that is my nemesis.
Oh.
My first ever nemesis.
Okay, so explain.
It's just a nemesis person that you don't see eye to eye with. Mm-hmm. And we had a little bit of a talk one time,
mm-hmm.
a disagreement. And now when we see each other, we're not very nice to each other.
You salute one another.
Yeah, we salute each other in a very peculiar way.
Okay,
gotcha.
Everybody probably has one of those guys. But
every time
with
we
the
see
thumbs
each other,
up,
it's kind of a thumbs up.
You just don't want it to escalate past.
It never
that.
Does. It's been, I think we've had this going for about a month and a half now, and it's that's where it's at. He doesn't like me, I don't like him.
Wait for the day that someone comes over to the other person's house with a six pack.
Right.
Olive branch.
You know what? Eventually, maybe we could be friends, but after the disagreement we had and what was said. We're just going to stay nemesis.
Did he say something about your wife?
No, I didn't say anything. Not about my wife. Just
your kids?
No, just about me.
Well, let me ask you this.
He was saying I was we have a speeder in our neighborhood, and he basically, when my wife and I were taking my son to a football game once, did the poofing the chest out.
Like, what are you doing? What's up,
bro? And so I stopped.
What's up, Jive Turkey?
Because I waved, right?
Boom,
chaka-laka. He was on the street doing gardening, so I was like, I went around him, and I thought, and I waved, and I was like, oh, maybe he thought I was being rude. Let me go back there and make sure. So I backed it up, and I was like, everything cool? And he goes, can you slow down? And I said, sir, I was going 20 miles an hour. The speed limit was posted right there, 30 miles an hour. That's how fast I was going. And he goes, yeah, but I know what you were about to do.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And he goes,
I kick neighbor.
Goes, okay, minority report.
I was like, okay. I was like, no, you don't know what I was about to do. I was about to take my son to his football game. And he goes, you don't live in this neighborhood, and I see you speeding around. You don't belong here. And I was like,
profiling.
I live in this neighborhood. I live right over there.
You say, excuse me, are you being racist?
Yeah, I was like,
is he being racist?
Because I'm Mexican. And basically, that was the argument, and we ended up saying goodbye to each other with the hand gesture he gives me now.
Let me ask you this. How far does he live from you?
Same street.
Like five houses?
No, he's down, like way down.
Okay.
So it's one of those long streets.
It's one of those where I'll see him once or twice a week.
That was going to be my next question. How often do you see him? Okay.
It's my nemesis. But Jenna, you have some crazy neighbors.
Well, I think so. So for the entire duration that I've lived in this particular townhome, I only have, one view. I should say only one other unit could see into my place, right? And it seems to be rather unoccupied for the most part. There's always a TV on that placeholder screen. I mean, for 2 years. Do you know, like the U-verse placeholder before you've activated it? Yeah. So it's very strange, and I've never felt the need to put a curtain down my staircase window, and it's a very, because it's a floor-to-ceiling window on both floors. And I'll admit, I often don't wear clothes. And I'll run down the stairs and do something, but there's no one there. No one could see in. So, fine.
So you can do that.
All of a sudden, there seems to be a new tenant. There is a weird bat creature in the window, along with some other voodoo-looking creatures facing me. And the bat has shiny eyes, and I took a photo of it. I emailed it to you, JC.
You've seen it.
This is a bad
photo. It looks real.
It was kind of taken at dusk last night, but boyfriend has seen it, and he says the bat looks very scary. So, of course, here I go looking into what could this mean.
Why would someone come true for you.
I know, but it's so creepy, but why would someone have a bat? So I looked it up, because this is me. This is going to sound like I'm profiling, but I've only seen an African man come in and out of this place. And so I've looked up African religions, and the bats are representative of the deceased. They think that in certain African religions that that souls go and become bats and live in caves.
Is it a live bat or just like a
It's not a live bat. It's a decoration bat. At first I thought it was like a friendly Halloween bat, but my boyfriend has said he's seen it and that it has scary eyes and it's facing us.
But
this is the thing. It's a townhome, and then this is another set of apartments. So if that makes sense to you, their window, they recognize that I'm the only person that could see what's in that window. So are they doing that to ward off my naked spirit?
That maybe so. Or just any spirit that might be.
And then there's a couple of little voodoo-looking creatures. So I kind of want to go ask what they are. Can I do that?
Yeah. This could be your chance to have your nemesis.
Because they have curtains, right? So they're not even reaping the benefit of what's sitting on their window. Those are for me. And I'm disturbed.
I wonder if it's meant to, like, ward off evil spirits or something.
I bet it is. Like, to keep their home safe.
I would definitely want to go and see what's up.
I've never seen anything like it in a window. Yeah. But it's a bat. So we were trying last night. We're laying in bed. We're like, it's a bat.
It's a bat signal.
It's a bat.
It's a large.
It's a large.
It's a
grande bat.
It's a grande.
Speaking of, there is a lot of confusion with some words for Spanish to English for me.
Yeah, Jenna's
mainly
talking.
When the word cajon, I found a new post-it. My boyfriend's leaving post-its. I'm taking a quiz today.
Cajon.
I was like, but cajones is, so drawer is the same as cajones? And he's like, no, it's cajon and cojones. And I was just thinking, if I said I have big drawers, someone could mistake that if I didn't pronunciate that correctly.
Yeah.
I have big drawers.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it comes down to the article, right? Is it female or male?
Cajones.
I would imagine male.
Los cajones.
Yeah, so it'd be in the los instead of that. That's how you know it's.
Yeah, but so are what the other ones.
So are the drawers. Yeah. My big boy drawers.
The same.
My big boy drawers.
Yeah, both of them.
And
are
then I asked
los.
Them if drawers was the same as our drawers. As what we talk about men's pants. And,
oh, like underwear.
No. By the way, Jenna is going to be taking her Spanish quiz today with El Novio. And we'll have you the list. Yeah, we saw the list.
I'm going to record it.
It's a good one.
Yeah, we'll have him say the word in English and I'll do it in Spanish.
And we'll find out tomorrow if Jenna passes her quiz. If not, we will give her a punishment. One of the punishments thrown out was Jenna cannot have Mexican food for a week.
You better
ace that thing.
He's decided the punishment and he's bought tongue.
Okay. Lingua.
That I have to eat.
For tongue?
Yeah, tongue. Y'all, I'm going to ace this.
All right, we'll see. We'll find out tomorrow. But hey, let's do some Whatever Wednesday.
You can have whatever you like.
What you like?
Any questions, Kid Nation? Any stories you want to get to about the show? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Maybe you want to call Jenna and tell her what this whole bat on the window means, because there's some crazy stuff that could be going down.
Someone said don't go near. It's the Voodoo Bat King.
Oh, please go near.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Maybe you need to find out. All right. Whatever Wednesday, anything you want to talk about, any questions you have for us, you bring it up, Kid Nation. We'll give you the floor next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Whatever Wednesday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And this is where you can keep talking about a subject matter we've been talking about all morning, or something that you wanted to be a part of before and you didn't get to, or maybe some stories we haven't even gotten to. It's literally whatever you want to talk about, Kid Nation. Got one here on the text. In fact, this is a question that's asked by many people on the text as of late. Can we please get an update on that girl that thinks she's on in a relationship with Big Al Mack?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they want an update on the
yearly story. Yeah.
Give you one 2 months from today.
Oh, my God.
Has there been more going on?
There's nothing.
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Wow, just stop. So she hurt.
She hasn't given you any indication.
I don't know one way or the other. But
has she given you indication like Kelly just asked?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
So it's still a non-story.
Or it just went away. I mean, maybe she did hear and she said, ooh.
Oh, that might be me. I better stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never know. Never know.
Very cool.
Anyway.
Very cool.
I'm not comfortable talking about it.
Okay. I was not comfortable talking about it. Another question from the text.
Yes.
Hey, what's up with that girl that Big Al was talking about? I'm just kidding. Melanie wrote us and said, hey, JC, are you and Kinsey going to have any more kids? The answer to that is no.
Sure.
I am sure.
Oh, you got a new hamster.
100%.
Sure. But it's not physically impossible.
Oh, no, it's physically possible.
And you're not 100% sure.
And I know your methods are not safe.
Huh?
Right?
They're safe.
Your prevention methods did not work in the past.
Rhythmoso.
Rhythmoso.
Jenga. And also, Kelly, are you and Alan going to adopt since you can't have a baby right now?
Not in the plan.
Yeah, you'd probably get a little baby.
You got a full house.
It's a lot of work. They already have like a Brady Bunch house
got a
going
full
on.
Full house.
Would you watch mine?
I would.
I'll babysit on occasion. I've told JC and Kinsey, bring your kids by. We'll watch them for a while. Let the kids all play together.
Yeah, but I know how wild my kids can be.
Well, I drug them.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm like, never mind.
Hey, take this little cocktail. It's just Benadryl. It's fine.
I still feel awful the one
I'm
time.
I'm kidding. I don't drug the children.
She does, but it's fine. I still feel awful from the time Kelly watched Kason overnight one time, and he basically kept her up all night.
Well, he was an infant. He was an infant, and you went to Vegas. I truly thought my eardrums were going to shatter. I've never heard screams that high-pitched on a child before.
Yeah. He has louder screams than my daughter.
It was the craziest thing I've ever heard, Jason.
I don't know how he can do it. I think he might be a singer.
Yeah, but when he was ready to eat, he was ready to eat. That's why he was crying over the bottle.
He was hungry. Hi, Ellie.
Hey.
Welcome.
How are you?
Doing awesome. So you have a suggestion for Jenna.
Yes, instead of saying cajones, she can say gavetas.
Or you can say what?
Gavetas?
Gaveta.
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 Spanish people?
I had not heard that one, actually. What part of... where are you from?
Nicaragua, Central America.
Oh, okay. So that's the Central America one. See, we're getting all the Latin America sayings in here.
Central America.
Yeah, because I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, it's gaveta. It's the same, basically. It's just a different word. That way she's not going to get confused.
Say it wrong. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, Jenna's nervous because she's learning words around the house. Her boyfriend's teaching her because he's from Mexico City like me. And she just realized that cajones are different things.
But then I feel like it's the same for English. It's so different to all of us to say bowl and ball.
Yeah.
But that word's actually kind of similar, so it's kind of the same thing, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Even though the word's totally different, it's just a letter.
Or we have one word that can mean three or four things.
That's, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that as well. And there's regional things, like where you live, like Ellie's from Nicaragua, so she says things differently. So where you live does have a lot to do with the language, too.
I'm going with Mexico City.
You're going Mexico City Spanish?
Well, yes, if that's the person I spend my life with.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Even though the Cubans have my favorite accent.
Oh, I like the Colombian, and I like the Spanish. I like Spain.
Yeah, they're good. And Rebecca, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Great.
Good.
So what's your question?
What's up, Job Turkey?
I want to know what each one of y'all's most embarrassing moments were on air.
Oh, on air. Okay.
We've all heard it.
Yeah, you've definitely heard it because, or maybe you weren't tuning in that day, but people have heard our most embarrassing moments.
Yeah, I've told mine.
What was yours again, Kelly?
Don't start with me. I've told mine so many times.
Well, tell us mine then, because I can't remember.
You'd have to be.
I've had so many. I can't tell you when you're embarrassed.
You were embarrassed when you had to drive naked on the tollway.
Oh, my gosh. And we pulled up next to a school bus.
I could have gotten you arrested.
Yeah. Mine's pretty bad.
Mine's when I tried to do that parody song to Taylor Swift, and I started on the wrong...
So bad.
I was on the wrong key, and I trucked it. Instead of saying, no, stop the music, let me start over, no, I trucked through it in the wrong key and just hated every minute of it.
Yeah.
Can we play that again at some
point? No. That is so bad. You can tune in when we're on vacation and I'm very far away from this country and we played in the best of. Oh, I hate that. I still have nightmares about it.
Yeah.
Jenna?
Most embarrassing moment?
Yeah.
When y'all made me sing in front of Steven Tyler.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I didn't like that. Or when I said something about Sean White and then he called on the phone.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But probably that was just more between us that was embarrassing. I think the Steven Tyler when y'all made me sing and I'm so terrible and he was in here and I had to look Steven Tyler from Aerosmith in the eyes and sing a Aerosmith song to him. I never want to do that with anyone, with any artist. And it was bad.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Not there.
I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe.
I thought she did great.
You'll play Jenna's, but you won't play yours.
I don't have it.
Uh-huh.
Somebody has it.
It's no here.
It's no here.
I'm trying to look for it. It's tough. It's tough to find it.
All right.
There you go, Rebecca. There's our most embarrassing moments.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.